It was by mischance because Benitez wasn't there. His daughter, who answered the phone, put Juan Bosch on the phone himself, much to my embarrassment. I told him that I was talking to him quite unofficially, but that I was wondering whether the right thing to do wouldn't be to work out a ceasefire and get an OAS team in there. He said that there had been some conversations this afternoon about that, that he thought it was the right thing to do and that it could be done. Now, unfortunately, I was just afraid to go very far. He said that his wife is here in Washington and that she knows completely his position, but he said that he thought that if he felt certain that it was the right thing to do, that he would do it if Weston, you know, the other guy, would agree to it. And he said that the Dominican representative, as well as I could get it this afternoon, had talked with them and was working on it in Santo Domingo, that the difficulty right now was that the leader of the rebel forces was not able to get together with the other fella, with the representative of Weston E. Weston, because of the curfew and the military situation in the city. But he invited me to talk with Mrs. Bosch, and discuss the whole matter with her. I don't want to get over my head on this, Mr. President.
Okay, wait just a second.
Follow through on this?
Yeah.
All right, sir. I'll be in touch with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.